Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
But our next interview is actually here right now. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Yeah, my name is Shar. I'm from ServiceBot.
And what is ServiceBot?
It's a platform to sell software as a service.
Okay.
Basically. So software companies build their software for over a few months, few years.
Yes.
And then they want to sell it to their customers. And they want to sell it to their customers. And then they realize they have to build a billing solution for it. So they end up building some custom-based billing solution to sell it to their customers, and that takes months, take the focus away from actually building their main product. So we sit between a payment gateway system and their app and let them sell their app in less than an hour, basically.
So you are a platform for software companies.
Exactly.
So you are selling a software as a service for services.
Exactly.
Got it.
It's like Inception.
No, that's a really good idea. Yeah. And how did you guys think about this?
So it's actually a story. We came out, we had a pain point, we want to sell our services as a subscription. So we built a platform, we open sourced it, and we gave it to everyone. And we wanted to handle all subscription services, even subscription boxes, basically. There's so many different competitors in the beginning. And then throughout last year, we came actually here for Alpha last year, and we realized a lot of customers are coming to us with one pain point, and that was selling their software, not really subscription boxes, or because there was a lot of other solutions out there for them. So we kind of started pivoting towards it, and we realized that the competitors, big competitors that are out there, like Chargebee, Chargeify, Recurly, they also starting to tap to this market. They also build their software to do subscription boxes, but they're too big to pivot towards it. So they're focusing on a billing aspect as we're focusing on a service lifecycle aspect. What happens when someone comes and subscribes to your software? What happens when their free trial ends? What happens when they change their upgrade, downgrade to different tiers? Imagine Netflix, right? You go in, you get a subscription, you get a 30-day trial, and then you want to go to the Pro or HD version or what have you. All those scenarios are billing scenarios that the company has to actually build to sell their software to the consumer.
Right.
That takes a lot of time to build. That whole system of billing, it takes a lot of time. And nobody has focused on it just for the software companies.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
So if I'm a user that is looking for a software company through your platform,
right,
can you step me through how that would work?
Sure. You come up and you sign up for our software, and we walk you through step by step. You connect it to Stripe first. That's the first step. We get connected to your Stripe, and then our software gives you embeddable code, which you copy and paste to your site first. Once you copy to your site, then someone can come to your site and put their credit card and say, I want the Pro version, standard version, or what have you, and then subscribe. Then we let you embed another piece into your software where they can log in and they manage their credit cards. If the credit card expires or if they want to switch their subscription, they can do it straight from your software. So you don't build any of the aspects. We just give you the code, you copy and paste into
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are kind of like a little like plug-in for like their websites.
Exactly. I mean, every system that provides a service for you that's not a physical product, it's a software online, needs a billing solution.
Right.
And it's focused on subscriptions, though.
Any type of tier, pricing tier. So a subscription is one, usage-based billing. Some people are charging per user per month, per user per year, or per API usage, or any type of tier.
Like if there's an annual fee to be part of my service, you guys would also make a plug-in for that?
It's already covered by the platform we already built. So we give you all the type of pricing
I have
tiers.
All the options.
Yes. You can start selling your software however you want to sell your software, basically.
That's amazing. So like, let's say I make a game, and any kind of pricing options that I want for my game, you guys have already built?
Basically. And the competitors thought about this from all subscription services, like boxes and physical product.
Right.
So their tiering is different than a software tiering,
right,
pricing
because
tiers.
It's a physical object.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So how long has this like idea been an idea, and like when is the implementation starting, or has it started already?
We started implementing 18 months ago. Nice. The software went through many different versions, release versions, and we just released the 0.9 version last month.
Okay.
So we open sourced it also, so we're getting contributors and open source community to help us actually make the product better. The development never ends. It's right. Pivoting towards what the customer really needs, looking at the pain point and trying to, we're going for the easiest way you can sell your software. And we want to dominate the market with that tagline, basically.
Yeah, and also help the customer experience.
Correct.
When they need that service.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Exactly. As a customer of your, what kind of price points am I looking at? Like if I want to use your plugins for my software?
Sure. So again, our direct competitor is ChargeBee. So we're matching our pricing exactly how they do it.
Oh, wow.
They do $50,000 in revenue with no charge. And as you go, we charge based on how big you get, basically. So
okay.
You can start with a $99 a month plan. If you're an enterprise solution, then the pricing would change as how big your company is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's open source, so it's startups who don't want to go through hosted solutions with us and don't have any budget for paying extra, they can implement it themselves and try it out. And enterprise solution can use the open source to do it on premise and ask us for professional services, basically.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And you're a beta, so like you're well into this. Like you guys are like hitting the ground running already.
Yeah. We have 450 trial users right now.
Okay.
And some paying, no marketing at the moment. We like marketing ourselves by providing content to people, teaching
right.
them how they should be selling their software online, basically. So
that
just writing
awesome.
Articles about it.
So you mentioned this briefly when I asked you about like the idea and how it got started. What is your background?
I am an automation architect. I work for VMware for the past 5 years, consulting for Fortune 500. Basically, I automate the process, the back-end process of how the computers are generated automatically. So mostly on automation world.
Okay. And what is your hands-on experience on this project?
I was an architect. I was a developer, marketer, salesperson, all together, basically.
So all the hats.
Yeah, we have six people in our team, so we kind of rotate. Our team is on a more technical side, but.
And you're back here again at Collision.
Yes.
What are our plans for this Collision? What's going on?
Collision is actually best market for us because there's so many software companies out here.
Right.
And we talked to many of them, probably. The first 2 days, we talked to every software company, and they all had the same pain point. So the reason we come to Collision mainly is to meet people, to tell them about our software, to connect, basically.
Yeah, it's an amazing piece of software.
Exactly.
I love it.
And I'm pretty sure Scott is going to want to talk to you as soon as we're done with this interview.
Yeah, I kind of looked over a couple times, and he's just like listening intently to the interview.
Yes, we definitely need him in the control room after for some more discussion.
He's salivating. This is... Brilliant. I'm moved by the sheer awesomeness of this project.
No, definitely. So where can our viewers go to find out more about your company and more about the service?
ServiceBot.io is the website. And we also have a GitHub page, so you can go through the site and find everything from there,
Okay. Basically. And so do you have any like future goals for this project in this company?
Absolutely. It's a roadmap. I have... the vision is we want to be as easy as possible. That means the user experience needs to be very simple. From the time you sign up for our service to the time you start selling your SaaS, it has to be very intuitive. So that requires development, that requires thinking about user experience, and also requires documentation. One of the biggest thing is if a user wants to be able to use your software, you have to have proper documentation so they don't come to you and ask questions. They can find everything they need online.
Right.
We use Intercom very closely. Intercom is helping us to track everything, figure out what the customer actually needs and how to solve their problem, basically.
Well, I'm sold and moved.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank
here
you. You guys are awesome.
This is amazing.
We love it.
This has been my favorite interview so far.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of Collision.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, man.